In this bulletin, three extra COVID-19 cases linked to a family cluster in South Australia. Pharmaceutical company Moderna says its experimental COVID-19 vaccine almost 95% effective. And in sport, swimmer Shayna Jack vows to return to the pool next year after a decision to reduce her doping ban. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government says there are no signs of community transmission beyond a coronavirus cluster in Adelaide threatening South Australia. There are more than 20 COVID-19 infections forcing the government to implement fresh health restrictions, including the closure of gyms and limited gatherings. Some returned travellers in hotel quarantine at an Adelaide hotel have been told they'll need to restart their 14-day isolation period and relocate. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says he's pleased with the testing efforts in Adelaide in a bid to stop the spread of the virus.
It's essential that people do get tested, and it's essential that people stay at home apart from getting tested, but they don't go to work, they don't go to school. As the Minister says, we're still watching to see what's happening in South Australia, so very important that those testing rates are very high.
And the Tasmanian government says the coronavirus situation unfolding in South Australia appears more favourable, but the state remains on high alert. Travellers and Tasmanians who have been in South Australia are being asked to self-isolate for another 24 hours as health officials monitor the outbreak. Premier Peter Gutwin says the alert level for South Australia will stay at a medium risk level, but circumstances could change based on location. And the Western Australian Premier is waiting to see how far South Australia's COVID-19 cluster may spread as it maintains its strong stance on borders. The state has 12 active cases in hotel quarantine and has reported 480 people travelled from South Australia to Western Australia yesterday. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says the flow of arrivals is slowing as the state waits for the COVID-19 test results of some recent travellers.
Today, two flights are scheduled to arrive from Adelaide at Perth Airport. Each arrival will need to meet a strict exemption category to be able to enter WA and go into self-quarantine for 14 days. This is an evolving situation, and therefore we must take an extra cautious approach.
Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded no new cases of coronavirus or deaths for the 18th day in a row. There are still three active cases in the state, and two Victorians remain in hospital. In other COVID-19 news, the federal health minister says if the Moderna vaccine is successful, Australia could gain access, but he suspects there will be multiple vaccine options against coronavirus. Moderna is reporting that its experimental vaccine is 94.5% effective based on initial trial data, exceeding expectations in the fight against the global pandemic. Greg Hunt says there is evidence the world will likely have several vaccine choices, which will take the pressure off, and several are in different stages of development. He says Australian experts have selected three different classes of vaccine and the government is following health advice.
The evidence and the news from overnight is extremely important and positive for the world, and we really welcome it. What it shows is there are likely to be multiple vaccines that are successful.
In other news, Hurricane Iota is strengthening as it heads towards Nicaragua and Honduras, with maximum sustained winds of 160 kilometres an hour. The Category 5 storm is likely to cause damage in the same part of Central America struck by Hurricane Eta about 2 weeks ago. Puerto Cabezas resident Martha Reyes is asking authorities for more help in response to the disaster.
I only ask the government to support us a little bit because there are many children. We don't have anything. We don't have food. We don't have anything.
The Australian Red Cross is hoping an extra 16,000 people can donate blood up until the end of November to top up supplies and avoid a shortage. Both blood and plasma types are needed, but there are concerns some supplies have dropped to only 2 days' worth of stock. Lifeblood Regional Director Stephen Eldridge says the most needed donors are A positive and O positive, which represent 71% of the population.
It's very easy to donate. You can just come along. It's a very simple process. What we're asking people to do is make an appointment. So either jump on our website, lifeblood.com.au, or we have an app.
Australian swimmer Shayna Jack says she'll return to the sport when her reduced doping suspension ends next year. The Queensland athlete was banned for 4 years when the substance ligandrol was found in her sample before last year's World Championships. She appealed against the suspension and the Court of Arbitration cut the penalty to 2 years, ruling she didn't knowingly take the banned substance. Let's see what the weather's doing for you tomorrow across the nation. In Perth, it'll be partly cloudy, a top of 25. Mostly sunny for Adelaide, 32 degrees. Much the same for Melbourne, a top of 28. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 25 degrees. 24 for Canberra, cloud clearing. 21 in Wollongong, partly cloudy. Much the same in Sydney, 23. Cloudy as well in Newcastle, 24. 28 for you in Brisbane, also cloudy. Sunny in Cairns, 32. And a shower or storm in Darwin. 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to know more about today's headlines, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.